C'est le Prabhupada qui
ceci
par un mot chan et kadasi qui when we look at Brahma Vaivarta Purana, from where Ekadasi past tense is narrated, there's so many blessings which seems material. If you do this Ekadasi, you get this kingdom, you get the position, you go to heavenly planet, you get all these things. So when you look at it, we are devotees, we are not interested in going to heavenly planet. So why am I fast? Why should I fast? Or I don't want to get the Brahma's position. Or, you know, just atone for my sinful activities. Parikshit Maharaj has already refused Payastita. Payastita, attunement is not so wonderful. No intelligent person should do that. We should go for eternal atonement, eternal permanent atonement. It's Krishna consciousness. And then, Prema Vibharta. Jagadananda Pandit, he explains all the vrats which we take. Prayaschita. It's like when you cut a tree. If you cut a tree down, the top will go down. The root is still there. And there are so many life trees. In fact, there are some trees, the better you cut them, the more you cut them, the better they become. Like Ashok tree. If you want Ashoka tree to big, you cut it. Because it's very slim. Say, go. And when rain falls, it's very, very dangerous. A soaked tree, you have not experienced. A soaked tree can burn. So if you want it to be strong, you cut it. Then it will expand. If you cut it, it will expand. And then it grow. When it grows big, the breeze cannot bend it down again. So some trees are like that. And Prayaschita is like that, you are cutting off a tree. So, Jagadananda Pandit said, the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra is uprooting the tree. Therefore, it is the best process of attunement. The best. Because the tree is uprooted from the root. So there is no question of germinating again, uproot it. And for we who are farmers, we have the experience. You remove the grass from the root. You don't cut it. You remove it from the root. Then the chance of it germinating is not there. So Prayaschita is not so wonderful for an intelligent person. If you do this offense, you do this jagya, you atone for it. It's not the best. But Krishna consciousness is the supreme process of atonement. It's uprooting the root of our sins, the root of uprooting the seed of sin. So there is no question of germinating. And Lord Brahma, he said that in Brahma Samhita. Nirdahati kintu cha bhakti bhajam. Lord Krishna imposed the result of our sinful activity to conditioned souls. But he doesn't do that for devotees. For devotees, Krishna grind the seed, he fry the seed, so he doesn't germinate. That is devotion, I say. That is Krishna consciousness. So we are on the safe side. So with this understanding, Sulai first we cut a seed to atone for having offended a Brahmana, for having stolen something. But actually, Ekadasi is not only for this. Ekadasi is a causeless mercy of Krishna. And Ekadasi appeared from Krishna's body. When Krishna visited Yamaraj, this is a narration from narration given by Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Lord Krishna visited Yamaraj, and while he was there, Krishna was hearing the agonizing cry, agony. The word agony, when the suffering is too much, it is called agony. The suffering is too much. Agony. It is painful. Excruciating pain. Unbearable pain. That is agony. So Krishna was hearing this from one direction. So Krishna asked him, what is that? It's not that Krishna doesn't know. He knows. This will help us understand how Krishna is very, very kind. Krishna is very merciful. So Krishna was hearing this sound. What is that sound? Where is it coming from? Of course, Krishna was not hearing the conversation he was having with Yamaraj. His attention went to that, because agonizing cry gives pain to a person who is very sober. Even a hard-hearted person, you feel it. You feel it. So Krishna was feeling that. And because he was feeling that, his attention diverted to the cries. He was not hearing Yamaraj. So Yamaraj told Krishna, it is my men torturing sinful people for their sinful activities. Can you imagine how you feel? Just mentally feel it. You have been given a melted iron to drink. How will you feel about it? Melted iron. Melted iron is melted into liquid, and you are forced to drink it. How will you feel? This is the situation in the hellish planet. We are sitting comfortable now, we don't feel that, so we don't think that hell is real. But it is real, it is happening. Someone asked the Prabhupada, Swamiji, suppose you die and there is no hell, what would you do? He said, Juhu, you will beat the way having money walker and money walker at the beach. And Sri Prabhupada replied, suppose after death and you know that hell is real, what will you do? It will be late for you to decide. So it's better now to accept it that it is real. So melted iron. Iron is melted into liquid. And you are forced to drink it. You're forced to drink it when you see Yamadutas, they are not handsome. The hairs on their body is like nails. Your hair, you can plait it, you can fry it, you can bend it and tie it up. But Yamadutta's hair is nails. Nails. Stand. And their teeth, their teeth is outside. It's not outside, it's outside, it's not inside, it's outside. And they don't dress like they have a nice, dirty, nice size. It is tiger skin they wear as their dress. And their trident is horrible. When such beings come before you and give you order, do you have a second choice? Even to say, I'm sorry, please forgive me? You forget that. Just that presence only will make you forget everything. And one is tied up. Your hands and feet are tied. The mouth is open to drink the liquid. Iron. So this is experience in the hellish planet, and they were crying in drinking. Do we cry when we drink alcohol? Do people cry when they're drinking alcohol? What do we call it? Enjoyment. But then here we buy the alcohol, but Yamadutas will give us free. We don't have to pay for it. Neither do we have to take a cab or whatever, go a distance to go and get it to a friend. You get it right there. See, it's a terrible experience. So when Yamaraj explained to Krishna what was happening, Krishna was very, very concerned about our welfare. Therefore, Krishna was thinking, what should I do to relieve sinners from their sinful reaction, which is extremely painful? Krishna was thinking about that. And when Krishna left Yamaraj's abode, he was going, thinking what to do to help us. Murasura approached Krishna to fight. But Krishna's concern was about how to help him, including him, the demon, who is attacking. This is attacking the Supreme Person. We are attacking Krishna, but there are also fortunate souls who attack Krishna directly, like demons, like Krishna killed them. I say fortunate because they are directly killed by Krishna and they have blessing. Not all the demons are directly killed by Krishna. According to Varaha Purana, the demons Krishna didn't kill were giving blessing to the Brahmanas in Kali Yuga. But the demons Krishna killed, are they not fortunate? To become a Brahman in Kali Yuga means what? So they to fill their belly with chapatis and chapati Brahmanas. So we are demons Krishna didn't kill. So we are unfortunate. The fortunate one, Krishna killed them. So they get liberated. So Krishna didn't mind this. He was considering how to help us. So Krishna didn't look at this Murasura. And Krishna entered a cave and lie down, resting so he could come to the conclusion what to do. If you have something which is very, very tasking, very difficult, and you have been difficult to resolve it, if you are thinking about that thing, sit and pray and sleep, you get the answer when you wake up. So, Krishna entered the cave and was resting. Murasura entered there. Seeing Krishna lying down, he laughed. And he started rebuking Krishna. You are not sleeping, you are a coward, you don't want to fight with me, so you are pretending to sleep. But because you are pretending to say you are not sleeping, I will kill you. He knows the etiquette that you don't kill someone who is sleeping. And you don't fight with someone who doesn't have the same equipment with you. If the person is fighting with hands, you use hand in fighting. If you're using a weapon, you use weapon. So a sleeping person, of course, your weapon is useless. So Murasura said, you are not sleeping, you are pretending. See, while he was preparing to attack Lord Krishna, from Krishna's left side, a female lady came up. A lady came up from Krishna's body, well equipped with weapons, and fought this Asura, and killed the demon. By the time she killed the demon, Murasura was killed by a lady who came up from Krishna's body. When that happened, then Krishna woke up. And the lady was standing with folded hands, begging Krishna, offering obeisances. But Krishna said, who are you? He said, I'm your Shakti. This demon was disturbing your peaceful sleep. And because of that, I killed him. So Krishna said, oh, very good. So he said, so now what is my next service? So Krishna said, because today is the 11th day of the month, so your name is Ekadasi. And your duty is to help all conditioned souls who will observe you to easily get free from their sin and attend bhakti for me. So Ekadasi gives Krishna prayer. To fashion a Kadasi. It purifies those who observe a Kadasi. She came to purify us. So Krishna gave her this service. Today is the 11th day of the moon. So your name is Ekadasi. As soon as the saving was given to her, Ekadasi bowed unto Lord Krishna and immediately started searching for Papa Purusha. She found the Papa Purusha and she started chasing Papa Purusha. Papa Purusha was running everywhere. Ekadasi followed him. Papa Purusha is the saint personified. All the sinful activities we are doing is a person. Papa Purusha ran everywhere looking for shelter. There was no shelter. Anywhere he went, Ekadasi followed him there. And then he came and met Krishna. He complained, "Krishna, you gave me this service. But see, this lady is after me." So Lord Krishna told him, "Yes, this is my energy. It's to help people. It's to help people who are sinful to get purified. That is the service I have given to her. Therefore, she will appear only 2 times in a month. The 11th waxing and the 11th waning. So those 2 days, you should enter into grains. She will not go there. Therefore, it is very dangerous to eat grains on Ekadasi. Because Papusha is inside. 2 days in a month, she enters into grains. In this way, he was protected. This is how Kesa resolved. This morning we were discussing how among devotees things are easily resolved and there's no conflict, is not dangerous. Conflict is not dangerous for devotees. For non-devotees is dangerous. Because devotees easily amend whatever difficulties is there. Therefore, if a devotee or devotees are having issue which is not resolved, we should understand it is not because of bhakti, it is because of false ego. Only false ego. If there is bhakti, conflict will not remain. Conflict will become a synergy. And opportunity for us to increase love for each other. To increase affection for each other. To increase understanding among ourselves. So Lord Krishna resolved the issue very nicely. Ekadasi will come 2 times in a month, 2 days in a month. So on those 2 days, you enter into grace. She will not disturb you. So she will do her duty and you will do your duty. Nicely resolved. To know how important the Ekadasi is. To know how important the Ekadasi is. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established that principle in Jagannath Puri. Not in Vrindavan, not in Navadvip, Mayapur, in Jagannath Puri. We are saying specifically Jagannath Puri because this is a place for eating. Lord Krishna has his place for sleeping, he has his place for eating, he has his place for austerity. Krishna has his specific places, different forms. Jagannath Puri is a place for eating, not for sleeping, for eating. It is there in the place of eating that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the order. On the day of Ekadasi, one should not think of food. One should only chant Hare Krishna mantra, hear about Lord Krishna. Jagadananda Pandit recorded in his book, Prem Vibharta. Prem Vibharta. Vibharta means when the love melt, Radha and Krishna melt into one. That is Jagannath. Hello, Jagannath. You understand? Jagannath is Vibharta, Prem Vibharta. The love of Krishna and the love of Srimati Radharani, when they melt together, that is Lord Jagannath. And for that reason, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stays in Jagannath Puri. And he was doing what? He was testing that brain every day. So a day in Jagannapuri, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave order, do not eat grains or the curry, even if it is Mahaprasadam. Do not eat. Keep it for the dwellers. Keep Mahaprasadam for dwellers. One should not remember food and the curry today. And our acharyas recommend, if you want to transcend, one of the things to for us to do to transcend inattentiveness is ekadasi fasting. So important, so powerful. Not only Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking about it, and then yeah, stay within Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asks, my dear mother, I need one boon from you. But as such, it says, yes, ask me. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, my dear mother, do not eat grains in the ekadasi, even in a dream. Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is doing this? Because the ekadasi is very important. And Krishna had established this to help us. That is causeless mercy. We didn't ask him, but he established this just to help us. Ekadasi. So auspicious, so wonderful. This is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We are talking about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What about Srimati Radharani? When the Jagya Sitas are the Sitas from Lord Machanda performing Jagya. When Sita Devi left, Lord Ramchanda performed Jagya. And as a satyra, he can't do sacrifice without your wife. So he will mold image and keep by his side when he did Jagya. When he finished the Jagya, all those images became life, human. So they are Jagya sitters, and they approached Lord Chanda, want to have union. No. Why? I took vow to marry one wife. Yes, we are sitters. We sat with you for Jagya. Who sat with you? Not your wife? Yes. Say, we have right. So Lord Chanda says, oh, what do you mean? Okay. Now I will come back and draw for you. That time I will satisfy you. So you hear Vrindavan Katayani Vrat, the gopis perform. These gopis who perform this, they are not from Goloka, they are from here. They join Krishna from here. Jagya Sitas. The Sutis. These are the Sutis. Vedas personified. Jagya Sitas. Many things happen in one place. You join Krishna from here. Two set of gopis. The gopis who come with Krishna. And the gopis who are joining Krishna. Some years ago, in the Vyasa Puja of His Holiness Gauravira Maharaj, so one of his godbrother was speaking about him. And he said, Gauravira Maharaj said something which he did not agree. He challenged him. Prabhupada didn't say like this. What was it? To practice Krishna consciousness, you need to have Indian body. No, Prabhupada didn't say it like this. For me, I don't have difficulty with that. Why? If we are understanding our scriptures carefully, we won't have difficulty. Our difficulty is due to misunderstanding, ignorance. What did our scripture say? What do we hear from our scripture, Acharya? When a soul becomes perfect to go back to Godhead. You don't go back to Goloka Vrindavan here. You go to Gokul Vrindavan. You meet Krishna where he is performing his pastime here in the material world. Which body? Which body is that? Yes. So what's the difficulty? When you join with Krishna in the planet he's performing his pastime, where? Where is that? Vrindavan. Which body? Which body? Yes. So it's not really, let's say, okay, let's play. It's not really like Indian body. Not really Indian body. It's a spiritual body. But the spiritual body look like here. Isn't it? So it's this misunderstanding that one would say, oh, why you say like that? Why are you discriminating? It is not a discrimination. It is a reality. You are going to join Krishna with a gopi or gopa's body. A gopi or gopa's body. as a body. You right? Is it clear?
Yes.
That's the body I'm going to use to join Krishna with. So when he was speaking like this, I was looking at him. I said, I didn't talk to him, but in my mind I was saying, if you understand, maybe we will have action to explain. He will have explained it. Because if you just say something in the code, not every person, that is sutra. Sutra is a code. It need to be explained. So you have purport. There's purport. Explanation for everything, for the word, which is locked up in the locket. You have to open it. That is purport. To open that so that everybody can understand what is inside. A locket you don't understand until it's open. Right? So this is the understanding. So Srimati Radhani, so all the Jakya Sitas, now they are gopis. And the Srutis, they are also gopis. And Lord Krishna's queens in Dwarka, when Krishna left, the queens were feeling suppression from Krishna. They also met Srimati Radhani and asked, "You're so dear to Krishna. How can we become dear to Krishna like you? How can we become dear? We want to become dear, not to push you away, not to push you away and be on the front. What you are doing, the quality of devotional service is so nice. We appreciate, we want to be like this. How can we do that?" Srimati Radhani said, "Oh, if you want this, Ekadasi. The gopi said, "Okay, we agree that we do Ekadasi. Can you tell us, has anyone ever did this before? Or we are just beginning? Is an example. This is how we understand anything which is important, anything which is authentic. You should have reference. You should have a reference that I'm speaking from scripture as well. It's about not a Quran narration from the scripture, Bhagavatam. I'm quoting the gopis. So the gopis, they ask, is there any reference? Has anyone done this before?" Srimati Radhani said, "Yes. Lord Ramachandra observed Ekadasi. Ramachandra, Bhagwan, he observed Ekadasi. To cross Lanka, to kill dragon, he observed Ekadasi. So I'm requesting you to do the same, following in the footsteps." Say, "Ah, okay. So we have example. We have an acharya we're looking up to. Okay. Then the next question was, so how do we do that?" And Srimati Radhani gave detail. "A day before Ekadasi, eat once in your house, not outside your house. A day of Ekadasi, no food. And the day after Ekadasi, you eat also once. The day of Ekadasi, don't see envious people. Blasphemer, don't look at their face. In other words, what is he saying? Don't go out, stay in the temple, so you don't see it yourself. That's the meaning. Be with devotees, don't go and see any people. Then, don't sleep on the bed." Maya Shoda did this. To have Krishna as her son, she did. For 1 year, not sleeping on the bed, on the floor. Can you imagine? We should understand what is bhakti, how to become a bhakta, a pure devotee location. We should know the principle. So, Ekadasi, austerity is to reduce the demands of this body and increase the spiritual demand. Let's say austerity. Bhoga Tyaga, Krishna Pritya. The sacrifice to please Lord Krishna. We give our sanctification to please Krishna, to give Krishna pleasure. What does it mean? Is our sinful activity disturbing Krishna? No, it has nothing to do with it. So why will austerity please Krishna? Krishna feels very happy that now we are reducing sin, gratification, attachment to material sin. We are becoming sensible. We are going back home, back to Godhead. We are coming back to Him. He gives Krishna pleasure. Krishna feels very happy that we are becoming devotees. Devotees feel very happy when we see devotees becoming devotees. People becoming devotees. Devotees feel happy. Krishna feels very happy. That is why in Greece, in Bhagavad Gita say, one who explains this knowledge to the devotees is the best, very dear to me. In the past, present, and the future. No one can be ever dear to me like this, who is helping people to come back home, back to God. This austerity makes one very dear to Lord Krishna. So Srimati Nandi give details how to observe Ekadasi. And they follow this for complete year. The end of it, they had Rasa Dhanu for Krishna. This Ekadasi. So auspicious, so powerful. It's a purifying agent. There are so many things which are for purification. Ekadasi is studying the scriptures. Austerity of speech, austerity of the body, austerity of the mind, austerity of giving charity, visiting holy places, parikramas, which we do. Studying the scriptures, sadhvaya, swadhyaya, swadhyaya. These austerities, all these different branches of austerities. And Krishna designed all these things just to help us. The currency is good. Then you look, when you look into it, Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, text 14, Srila Prabhupada said, purport. There are certain days which are called determined, like Ekadasi Janmasta. Why determined? Why determined? Determined, determination means that we have to make us our mind to do it. Understanding the importance of Ekadasi. And because it's also very purifying, only a few people go there, so it's the determination. So happy Ekadasi to all of you. And today is Pap Mochan Ekadasi. Yudhishthira Maharaj said, this is Brahma Bhagavata Puran. It's very long. I hope you will cover it. If you are tired, let me know so I can stop. O Supreme Lord, I have heard from you the explanation of Amalaki Ekadasi, which occurs during the light fortnight of the month of Phalgun, February, March. And now I wish to hear about the Ekadasi that occurs during the dark fortnight of the month of Chaitra, March, April. What is its name? O Lord, and what result can one attain by observing it? The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna replied, O best of kings, for the benefit of everyone, I shall gladly describe to you the glories of this Ekadasi, which is known as Papamochani. The history of this Ekadasi was once narrated to the Emperor Mandata by Lomasa Rishi. King Mandata addressed the Rishi, O great sage, for the benefit of all people, please tell me the name of the Ekadasi that occurs during the dark fortnight of the month of Chaitra. And please explain the process for observing it. Also, please describe the benefit one gains by observing this Ekadasi. See the question? Yudhishthira Maharaj and King Mandata. What is the question? For the benefit of everyone, can you tell us this pastime? The benefit of everyone. They say for my benefit, can you tell me this? In other words, devotees are selfless people. They are always living for others. They are not selfish. Lomasa Rishi replied, The Ekadasi that occurs during the dark fortnight of the month of Chaitra is named Papamochani Ekadasi. For the faithful devotee, it removes the influences of ghosts and demons. Yesterday we visited Agasura and we said Agasura represents cruelty. And cruelty and what? Before envy. Just yesterday. This is examination for my lecture yesterday. Agasura represent what? And you write it. When I ask the cruelty, nothing else, cruelty. Are you asking for something else? I'm asking for something else because there was something else.
His mouth, his breath.
Agasura represent what? Cruelty and what? I was giving explanation. Agasura, just yesterday. So you just carry me to go and speak for nothing yesterday. I thought I was speaking to Agasura. Represent cruelty and give anxiety to others out of envy. So I was saying that if you don't preach Krishna consciousness, this is cruelty. It means you are not relieving people from anxiety. Yes.
Shri Srimad Bhakti Dhir Damodar Swami Vani Archives. For more such content, visit bddswami.com.